09 Lisa, 09 Lisa up, 09 Lisa down. So Mark, would you please start us off there?
Well, as I tried to more clearly articulate at the end of that panel, I think we've seen, from our perspective, I can't speak for my three public peers, but we've had an exceptional year. And I've been doing this for a while, and I'm not afraid to tell folks that this has been the best year of lease-up that I've seen in this industry. And I want to break down the fundamentals of that, because I think to understand 09, you got to understand 08. In 08, when you think about, like, our business and organic cash flow growth, you have to look in sort of four circles, four pools of potential new lease executions. The first pool is the Tier 1 carriers, which are the big four. The second pool is the second tier carriers like US Cellular and Altel. The third tier carriers are sort of the rural players, and we put into that bucket people like Alaska Digital, Maine PCS, we put into that Crossroads. And then we have a fourth pool, which we call Other, and this was a great year in terms of Other. We did sign some leases with Clearwire at the beginning of the year. We had US Coast Guard leases, we had the State of New York leases. So where we arrived on this is what I told my team to do. We're in the middle of our budget planning season, and we looked at what we did in 08 with each customer. And we ran down those four groups of customers, and what we saw was we basically, for the exception of Sprint, we hit on every one of those customers, and they all had meaningful contributions to our lease-up. And that was a big reason for our growth. We also did an exceptional amount of lease-up with a company called Crossroads. A lot of our towers are in corridor areas and rural areas, and Crossroads hit us first, and that was a big part of our growth. Now, looking forward into 09, I mean, we just have a very sober view about what could happen in 09. And when we think about the delta between 08 and 09, we had a tremendous year, like all of us did on stage, with AT&T and T-Mobile on the UMTS overlays. We had an exceptional year there. In fact, out of our gross revenues on same-store tower sales, 40% of our revenues this year came from amendment traffic, which is the largest percentage of amendment traffic we've had in company history. So we don't see that same level of growth from AT&T and T-Mobile next year. We do see some of that growth in Q1 next year and in Q2, but we don't see it as being a four-quarter, shall we say, leasing frenzy or party. So we have an expectation about those two customers that they'll do a little bit less on the UMTS side, but we expect positive contributions from Verizon, T-Mobile, and AT&T in new lease executions because they do need to get out there and create more capacity and more coverage. I think in the second tier area, there's a lot of uncertainty around Altel. Rural Cellular is gone. We think Illinois PCS will be in play. And Cricket and Metro, we had a phenomenal year with both of those carriers. Our guidance for those two carriers is they were launching a lot of new markets in this year. Those market launches, some of them are out of the ground, some of them aren't. But we're anticipating a little bit of an adjusted slowdown for those guys next year. And then if we look into the third tier bucket, you know, the biggest difference for us was really Crossroads, as they are literally at a crossroads in their financing. So we have very low expectations on what we're going to do with them next year versus what we did with them this year. And then in the fourth bucket, in the other bucket, we are not modeling in through our lease-up for next year. We just think that's the prudent thing to do to our investor base, and others on this stage may disagree with that, but for the time being, right now, we don't have Clearwire as being a contributor to next year's lease-up. At the same token, we don't have as much activity with U.S. Coast Guard. The State of New York project with MACOM is on hold currently, and we're hoping for the State of Mississippi's public service initiative to take hold. So these were all opportunities that were very robust in 08. We have a little bit less rosier outlook for 09, and I think when you do sort of the bottom-up and top-down approach to building your lease-up for next year, where we came out is we're going to do a 0.23 BBE rate for those of us that want to harken back to the day we used that metric. And we're talking about doing somewhere between a 0.17 and a 0.18 next year. Now, oh, by the way, a 0.17 and a 0.18 ain't so bad. In a year where we're going to grow cash flow by 25%, and we're forecasting growing cash flow next year by 20%, I'll take that. That's a really good business and a good sector to be in. I've got a lot of friends in other businesses that don't have that kind of cash flow growth forecasted for next year. So I want to be clear about my view on lease-up, which is our view is we're dialing it down. We're moving it down from where it was last year, and it's really based largely on looking at our customers and listening to what they say. But to temper that, we had a great year, and we hope to have great years in the future.